Blog Talk Radio.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2. Start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed per show. Goodbye.
He can turn the show in. He can turn it in.
Thank you.
Can't tell me what God can't do. I've seen him do it. I'm a witness that he can do it. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ. To have each and every one of you all, I'm not sure what's all going on with this with the broadcast, but hey, we're here. We're going to have a word of prayer. Listen, Father God, we come for just you just being God all by yourself. For your word, because it's your word and decree who we are and what we are in you. And so I ask God that your word has to be the final authority of what we say and do and how we do. I thank you, Father God, for those that are on the battlefield that's going forth preaching and declaring this word, and blind eyes are being opened, deaf ears are being unstopped. I just thank you, Father God. And then I thank you for the message today. I thank you for what's going to go forth in the review. Father God, these and all blessings in Christ's name. And ask you to continue to bless this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we are happy to have you, we're going to start with our foundational scripture, which is found in the 11th chapter. And as we find this scripture, I want to say that the subject maintaining a proper perspective, and that's what we talked about pretty much this week. How to maintain a proper perspective, overcome jealousy. But in Mark 11, bless God, Mark 11, 23, or it reads like this in the King James, for I say unto you that whosoever say unto this mountain, be thy removed, be thou cast into the sea, do not doubt in his heart. Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have what he saith. Therefore I say unto you, things soever ye desire, ye pray, believe that ye shall have. It's about believing. It's about desire. So competitiveness, or we talk competitive. We're talking about, and so it's understood. It's maintaining a proper. It's very important that we maintain a proper perspective. Because whatever things we desire, we need to make sure it's the right thing. Your brothers and sisters, to get off and believe in the wrong thing, again, you know, we still might every now and then debate knowing rather than believing, or if we decide to get into all that. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there is a difference. But regardless to all of that, here's what we need to know. Because knowing means that you have possessed some knowledge. And if you don't know it, if you don't possess the knowledge, then you don't know it. So here's what we say. Start with truth, then knowledge, then you can believe. Now, unless you start with truth, you're going to get the wrong knowledge. So it's important that you start with truth. Now, there's some things that have happened in our lives that we might erase. to be with you all. There's a lot of things that in life that I had to go back and erase it. For the some of that stuff was wrong. And then that's important too, is that you get the right. I think we started off last week by saying some things that, we started off saying that we end up at the end of the week kind of confirming a lot of that stuff. Let's see. I'm gonna go by my notes I had. Kind of do it like that. We talk maintaining that word, and to maintain. And I gotta tell you why this is so important. You want to maintain a proper perspective. And the proper perspective has to be the Word of God. So let me kind of start backwards and work my way back to main. When you say, trying to see how I did this. When we talk perspective, we're talking about having the right perspective is the Word of God. We talking character or characterized by or be. So when we talk about competitive, it has to do with the desire drives you. So then that goes to Mark 11:23. What sort of things you desire? What's driven you? That competitiveness about you. So when you come to that conclusion, then you turn around and you go back to the fact that the proper is the Word of God. It has to be the first. Now, how do you maintain that? Was another thing we talked about in one of these days, this past week, because when you're going to maintain something, you have to in an existing state or keep it it were when it was, say, brand new or when you first got it. You have to maintain that. Carry it on, carry it out, whatever that means. And I want to say this, and I don't even know who I'm talking to. Your faith need to be preserved through prayer. Through keeping faith and in that Word of God. And some of you won't make it unless you stay in there. Because it's easy to get caught up in the world. I'm telling you, it's very easy to get in what the world is doing. Because, you know, you got worldly churches, the preachers. They're not preaching. So unless you maintain that excellence that's in the Bible, Joshua 1 and 8 tells us to meditate day and night. If you don't maintain that, you can get caught up in a lot of the drama, a lot of what you see, a lot of what you think. You don't want to, so you have to maintain something. And I think pride are some of the things we need to maintain. But we talked about what it meant to maintain. To keep an pretty much saving, what we talk about, still a faith. I'm trying to think about some of the other things we talked about. We talked about safeguarding what's in, which happens to be the Holy Spirit. You want to submit that. You want to continue to let that stay where it's at. You have to guard that. you're going to maintain that spirit, that word level. And then I'm going to say to somebody needs to maintain word level, because if you don't and you start dropping, you find yourself falling into the ways of the world. So when the be ye doers of the word, not hearers only now, because it's easy to get what you hear. So you have to be doers of the word. So you can, man. It's so important, bro, to maintain. It's very important that you maintain that word, so when you desire it, will not go beyond that. You don't want your desire to go outside of that. You want your desires to stay in the word of God. Desire when you pray, you know, perspective is your viewpoint or point of view. I don't know which one you want to say it. It sounds like your outlook. It's kind of like your look. And your outlook or your perspective is if you're seeing anything outside the word of God, I just hate to tell you that. But then, I don't have any choice but to tell you the truth. Even though you may think perspective is a mental view of your prosperity or your perspective or how you see it, and I get all of that, because this may be your visual, and you can say, even though it's part of your mental, brother and sister, that's why you have to put the word hey, all day, every day. It has to be the lot of stuff. You have a responsibility, praise God, because that's something people don't want to do. You have a responsibility to line it up with the word of God. And came from. That's me and anybody else. You have a responsibility to line up to the word of God, so that you can your point of view should be whatever the word of God says. That's it. Period. That's what people say. Period. Your point of view should be what the word is. Period. I ain't that. So that's what it is. That's my point of view. Whatever the word of God says. I'm hanging on that one, right? That's pretty much being Tuesday, because it was more or less to maintain what we're talking about in order to maintain it to do. In order to maintain, because sometimes to maintain things, find yourself defending, safeguarding, shielding, because you want to maintain, especially if it's something good. Come on now. I gave an illustration about that this past week, how when I lived in Akron, I worked at this place, and they had to maintain these assembly lines, whatever. So they would shut things down to make sure that they were safeguarding from anything hazardous, or maintain the same level of production, and that's why a lot of marriages don't work. People don't maintain romance. They don't maintain that thing they had from the beginning. You got to maintain that. And yeah, I'm talking to the husband and to the wives. You know, and I don't want to really go there, but the Lord is telling me to go there. I don't know who this is for, but But, you know, you got that man because you had on lipsticks, you had on eyelashes, you had on whatever. You have to maintain that. Whatever he did, whatever you did, and he found you attractive, you need to maintain that. And the same thing with the men. If you used to whining and dining her, you got to maintain that. And when I say whining and dining, that's a statement that people use in terms of going to dinner, going bowling, whatever you were doing. You have to maintain that so you can maintain that level of relationship. And let me tell you right now, it's not too late. Maybe there's some repairs need to be done. Simply saying, well, you know, baby, I don't have money to go to the movie, but let's go watch a movie. Just go in here and watch a movie right off the screen. In other words, you got to keep up something. That service or what? Well, you have to keep that up. You have to maintain that. And that was and so it is as Christians, we have to maintain what the Word of God say we are. You have to confess that. You have to God say you are. All the time. That pretty much took care of our way up to Wednesday. Anything they want to share, press 1. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I'm not sure if when you're on 04. Okay, well, we'll continue on this here. Anyone else? Press 1. I don't know. Not clicking over. But, we're going to talk a little bit about thirst, because I think Pastor, she had a scripture, Pastor, Psalms 136:3. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, Pastor. Pastor Bell, are you here? I'm not hearing Pastor. I don't know what's going on. Pastor, just thought if you're there. Yeah, maybe I have to redo this, and if so, we'll just stand by.